A grieving husband who recently lost his wife is being supported by his community while raising a newborn. Finley Miller and his boy Felix are staying with family in Victoria. On November 10, Courtney Miller died after suffering a cardiac arrest. The 34-year-old Miller had lived with health conditions since she was 20 years old. "So strong, and super loving and an empathetic person," says Finley. "She always talked about other people before herself." Finley tells Glacier Media Miller had 5 brain surgeries and 6 eye surgeries to reattach her retina because of a tumor in her eyes. Despite all this, she was incredibly strong. "She went through all of this, and we still had an awesome life," he says. The pair did it all, from traveling the world to backpacking and camping. "We've been to Europe and Japan," he explains. "We push each other." Through her condition with von Hippel-Lindau disease, a rare genetic disorder where tumors grow in the body, she worked. She qualified for disability. She could have just done nothing, but she was outgoing and a hard worker, he says. Finley explains how many people, including her friends, had no idea she was even sick. He hopes people remember Miller for her strength. The couple moved to Cumberland only 2.5 years ago from Calgary, making the move to Vancouver Island to be closer to family. Felix, meanwhile, has been a light during this difficult time. "Felix is doing awesome," says Finley. "He's been a rock star for sure and he's super cheery, low-maintenance baby." Felix was born at 34 weeks and was the couple's first child. "It's amazing having him to get up to in the mornings." Finley, who works as a pilot at Air Canada, is off work for the time being. A fellow pilot created a fundraiser on GoFundMe to help Finley, raising more than $76,000 so far. Finley tells Glacier Media he's so appreciative of all the support and care people have sent his way. "Not only are people within the airline industry reaching out, but complete strangers offering a helping hand. People who live in the Comox Valley, they're offering childcare and to plow our driveway and stuff in the winter," he says. "It's just crazy, like we're like a family."